affection, and love with matters of speech. The Omri Rabbah Seinu, he quotes a Gemara in Pesachim, and what's surprising is his interpretation of this Gemara in Pesachim. La'idam al-yoytzi odim davim l'gunam. A person should not speak in a manner which is inappropriate. Sharei ikem akosu shmoyna oisiyeis, the prayer went out of its way and he added 8 extra letters with a hutzi dovim begunamitim. And he did not want to speak in an unrefined fashion. Shalema. Umin abahima sharinena tahir. It's a rather roundabout way. He should have said, umin abahima hatmeyim. Normally in Rishayna we find what was tmeyah was indicative perhaps of those minim that mixed with other minim and other species, and therefore they were considered tmei on that regard. So there was something inappropriate in saying tmei. But the Ben Yonah does not interpret the Gemara that way. The Ben Yonah says, why? What's inappropriate? What would be so bad to say tmei? He was a in the time of Noah, or you saw behema tmei muteres bachim. The behema tmei is what declared Pasha Shmini to be a behemoth mayor with 100% mutter vachila. Ach lahoysa tahira the korma. One could not bring the behemoth of mayors for a korma. Okay, nechshav loshen beguna, considered unrefined. Yem yigara odom advorim mashahim b'maychal odom. Since these are used for food without any limitation for mankind, to use them for food purposes, can refer to them in a negative sense, at least post the model, I guess, that were destined to be used for food purposes. So, that's considered unrefined. So, what the Ben Yonah tells us that something that serves purpose for us, whatever that purpose may be, that serves a need, a human need, serves a purpose for us. So we need to refer to it in a refined fashion, something significant. And we should not denigrate it in any fashion. And that's already what Chazal considered Ayetzi Odom Dovam Begunam Ipir. And the Torah added 8 extra letters not to speak in such fashion. Then there are many other proceedings. Vinei Chayev Odom Leizor Shal Ayetzi Odom Dovam Begunam. A person, it's obligatory, it's not only a nice thing, but it's an obligation that we have to be very fond of our speech. Gam ki rienu hanachosa loshen maguna. He, despite the fact if he won't use a loshen maguna, it will force him lahara vorav laharchiv amorav to be speaking greater language. In Chazal, in fact, in that very same Gemara which he cites, say lolami that yishana odom lechamidah derachitol. Brevity is a very big violin. And yet, nevertheless, a person should be more verbose and avoid an unrefined speech. Then there are many other goes for. So this is a very nice thing in its own right. But then he tells, Rezek mo geder lizor niblus aminavlus ator. This is a geder to keep us about speaking about things which are truly also to speak about. Shumana averos achamuras. And as the Ramchal classifies them, as a form of violation of the halachas of our rights. So, what the Rebbe Yonah is telling us is that if we have an attitude that we can't even denigrate something which has no kedusha, no sanctity, and there's no issur in doing so, it's just inappropriate because I benefit from it. So if I have to be so careful in my speech, I'm not going to then lapse into what's truly awesome in speech. We come gather Godel Lizor Misipa Loshon Hara. And this will keep us away from Loshon Hara. Because if I don't speak negatively about the piece of chicken that I eat, How can I speak negatively about the fellow human being? When it's seen as doif and mabrius, and to deride people, from Moshe Amruz of Honolulu Brocha, Allah Chokka Sadiba Begnus, how careful we should be not to speak in a degrading fashion. I feel that the Gnus Behemoth Tmeh of Dibra Kosm. Torah would not even speak negatively about a Behemoth Tmeh. They would refuse to speak negatively even about a Behemoth Tmeh. The Torah would not speak negatively. The Omer Rabba Seinu, in that same Sugya Misocha that it referred to, the Echad Min HaKayanim, he was a Kayan, and he was upset that he got a very tiny portion. So Omar Lifnei Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki Gil Chalti Lechem Aponim. I got a piece of the Lechem Aponim. You know what it was like? It was Nazal Tov, like the tail of some tiny creature, a lizard perhaps. So that's the way you speak about Hegdish. So Ubot Ku Achron, he said that they should investigate this person. He does not seem to be an Abu Kosh. Umotiv Hashem is psul, and it was indeed possible to be a kind. So Rabbeinu Yehuda tells us that in speech, he divides speech, inappropriate speech, in this part into three different categories. There are other types as well. There's what's truly middle that speak about subjects, which we should not be speaking about altogether, and Lashon Hara. And beyond that is to speak in a very refined fashion. It doesn't succeed. It's one of the obligations that we have. And by being involved in that particular mitzvah of speaking in a refined fashion, this will strengthen us not to fall into patterns of speech which are totally inappropriate, Lashon Hara and Levuta. Rabbi Yisrael, these inyanim definitely have to be very, very careful about. We live in a society which has no understanding of any of these three things. So, when matters of speech, we are very, very far and distant from the